Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I want to share with you a quick thought. This past week's Torah portion, Bet Chanan, has in it the second commandment when the Jewish people received the Torah for the second time. For those who don't know, the Jewish people received the Torah, but when they did, Moses came down the mountain with the tablets, but he found the Jewish people worshipping something called the golden calf. When he saw this, he actually threw down and smashed those first tablets, and then actually he went up back to Mount Sinai and prayed for the forgiveness of the Jewish people for 40 days and 40 nights. After they were forgiven, Moshe was like, all right, let's do this whole Torah thing again, God. So, sure enough, for the next 40 days and 40 nights, Moshe goes ahead and receives the Torah once again from God, and then comes down the mountain with the second set of tablets and the second time. He comes down a second time with a second set of tablets. And this is what this past week's Torah portion was discussing. And one thing it shows us is that, you know, it teaches us that in life, you know, it's quite possible we're going to mess up. You know, the reason why we're hearing these stories in the Torah, by the way, is not just to teach us Jewish history, that's just a bonus. The reason we're hearing these stories is also to teach us about life for ourselves. It's supposed to be, Torah is supposed to be an instruction book for our own lives, and giving us principles for living and for maximizing our purpose here. And this is one thing we see, we could have thrown in the towel. We could have said, all right, listen, we already screwed up. It's already tarnished. All is bad in the world. You know, like we already messed up. We're toast, you know, and chuck it. But instead we see that no. The Jewish people, we're able to pick up the pieces, right? We're able to pick up the pieces. And this is a big deal, you know, because a lot of people, you know, think about it in your lives, think about it in your own relationships, think about it in situations. You know, we said something we shouldn't have said, we did something we shouldn't have done, or someone else did something they shouldn't have done, someone else did something they shouldn't have said. And so sometimes we're just like, all right, so forget it, right? Some of us have a perfectionist kind of streak within us, where it's all or nothing, it's black or white, and that's it, and we call it a day. It's like, look, if it isn't going to be the way it quote unquote should be, the way it was quote unquote meant to be, at least in our own way of thinking, so like, why should I do anything at all? You know what I mean? And so we see that the Torah shows us that, like, no, this, even at the beginning of the Jewish people, we find that, like, no, we're supposed to go ahead and just deal with the moment at hand. Step into the present moment and elevate it and say, okay, what is the maximum for me to do right now? Okay, what was done was done. What has been. What's in the past is in the past. And what's going to be in the future, I also don't know. But all I have is the present moment. And to be able to say, okay, listen, I don't, you know, there might have been a mess up in the past. There might have been a downfall in the past. But all I have right now is the opportunity of this moment with its context and situation that surrounds it. And that's it. What can I do? What is in my capacity? What is in my hands to do right now? We see this is the path that Judaism is on. And we see that this is the only healthy path for us to be on. So should we be blessed to be able to take this perspective, to be able to drop all of our, you know, headspace and drama and what we think would have been, could have been, should have been. And be present in the moment and elevate the situation that we find ourselves in to the best that we can. My friends, have yourselves a wonderful day. If this resonates with anyone and they want to speak anything out, feel free to hit me up on a private WhatsApp. I hope everyone is having, God willing, a good week.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.